What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
Today we take some calls, talk about the BYU volleyball scandal. I tell Adam how much I admired his conversation with Sid Croft, but more we get into ridiculous detail about HR Puff and stuff and Puff the Magic Dragon. But first, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL. Some of you have seen me on Instagram. And some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week, I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life. Former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler. Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The church we're going to mandate. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board certified specialist. All right, Drew's still hanging out. NYC, there's a question up here I'd like to hop on to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Andrew,
let's do it.
Andrew from Utah has got some clarity on that BYU volleyball scandal.
Ooh.
Yeah. You remember that one?
Kind of.
All right, let's see. Andrew?
Miho?
Miho?
Hello?
Andrew?
Miho?
Miho!
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Greetings from the oil field of Utah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
So the thing that blew my mind about the whole BYU scandal is I don't know, like, on a national level, if people kind of understand what kind of a culture that BYU has. Like BYU is still, it's still a church school from, you know, from the Mormon church. And, like, most of the kids that you have there, like still buy into all of that. And so, like, most of these kids are kids that don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't have sex. And like literally, they don't even swear, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that bothered me about it is, like, try to imagine, you know, Gina does her Minnesota mom, mm-hmm. you know, bit. Try to imagine Gina fitting the N-word into that anywhere, because, like, literally that's how most of the kids that are going to the school talk. And
yeah, no, and, I get it. Well, first off, okay.
Well, to explain what the thing was, where the woman was serving and claiming that somebody said that every time she served.
They would right? yell the N-word
yeah.
when she served in a crowded right. arena. All right, first things first. People, do you think this is possible in 2022? People are shouting
if
out the
one,
N-word.
If one person did that, that person would be tackled. I don't care where they are.
Yes, and they would be removed.
They would be removed. The first utterance, the first even if they were saying but also, NyQuil and they thought they said something else,
right.
you know what I mean?
But also, it's not,
And by the way, you're not allowed to yell out during service anyway at a volleyball stadium.
The young girl who made the allegation is corrupted, and she's been fed a diet of, you know, systemic racism, and she's ruined. Fine. Or she's just a liar, whatever she is. It's really the news outlets who are to blame, because then they get it and then they run with it. And then they do this thing. Then there's all the sidebar stuff. But imagine every time you had to serve, someone was yelling the N-word. Yeah, except for it didn't happen. And then there is a she's not seen as an athlete. She's seen as a black woman first. You know, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't even know what they're saying anymore. They're so wed to this narrative that they're making asses of themselves on camera, saying insane things. But then the other part is, where's the journalism? Like, right. This was a volleyball game. Yeah, who's it? BYU against Duke. Okay. How many people are in the arena? I don't know, 4,000. Do they tape these games? They must film them, right? I mean, we live in a world where everyone's filming at least everything on their phone, but they must have cameras set up at this level. So yes. I mean, I don't know if it's televised, but they certainly want to study the tape for coaching, you know, for film session on Monday. So there's got to be footage of this. Is there any footage of it? Like, they don't do any due diligence at all. They know exactly what they're doing. They're forwarding this weird racist thing that I've been screaming about for years now, and no one seems to really care, because they're somewhere in between. Well, ultimately, it's for the good. You know, they have this ultimately it's for the good. Yeah, getting whole groups to feel like they're not welcome in this nation, that's ultimately for the good.
Mm.
They're insane. They're essentially, it borders on criminal now. And the reason it borders on criminal is you report a bunch of fake shit, and then at some point the society gets to some sort of saturation point, and then they run out in the street and start lighting shit on fire, and people get killed because of your fake shit reporting. Ugh.
Ugh, that's right.
And how many times do they have to eat shit on one of their fake race hoax stories before they fucking learn a lesson? How many times? Well,
there's going to have to be serious lawsuits. I mean, just like the kid outside the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, forget his name.
Nicholas Sandman.
Sandman.
They had the video. They had the video.
Yeah.
They had the video.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's going to have to be lots. I think last show that there's going to have to be legal action to get people squared, because they seem unaccountable and unrepentant.
So, well, also, you're going to stop going to these outlets for your news.
That's for sure. That's already happened to me. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I don't know where to turn anymore or what to believe.
Gary, you can probably find thanks, Andrew. You can probably find a super set of outraged anchors from MSNBC and CNN doing the, imagine every time you went to serve, people were just, they have no critical thinking. But really what it is they want to believe.
They want to believe, and they're desperate for content for their shitty shows to get ratings. And this is something they can hang on to. Listen, I was producing a news broadcast in the early days of all this. I remember when there was a lot of running around and we can talk about this. People will love it. And it wasn't like there was any journalist ever attached to it. There was just a 28-year-old producer who found it online and brought it in. That's it. That's the news.
Another bad piece of chick think residue, though, Drew.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Let's talk to Lisa from Ohio, 46. Lisa.
Hi. How are you? Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
guys. I'm curious what you think. I feel like with all this... we're going to look in your background before you can buy a gun, if you said anything on social media in the last 3 years, or if you've had any mental health issues, which so many people need counseling, but maybe they would be afraid to get it because, well, then I wouldn't be able to buy a gun or do this or do that because it's going to be recorded that I got counseling.
The only criteria is having seen a therapist?
I don't know. I know that they were talking about
No, they're talking about people with serious mental illness who were, say, put in a hospital against their will. That's what they're talking about. Or somebody for whom a psychiatrist, somebody with a license was concerned that their mental illness was sufficiently severe that there might need to be some concerns about gun ownership. That's kind of always been the case, right? That's already the case.
Right. Yeah.
And so I don't know what more they're adding to that, except maybe doing a little more due diligence with it.
Yeah,
I didn't either. Mm. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, so people would be like, I'm not going then. You know.
Well, I already deal with that when it comes to psychiatric hospitals. They start going, oh, I can't get a job. Oh, I can't get a security clearance. Oh, I can't. No, doesn't really matter. And by the way, our concern about you having a gun is because you wrote a suicide note and you shouldn't have access to a gun for a while. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
I do agree, though, with, oh, damn it. Sorry. I do agree with Lisa in the conspiracy theory slippery slope sort of angle.
You know, look how the slippery slope became the domain of the right now. It used to be always the left on the slippery slope. Now the right's worried about the slippery slope. It's kind of interesting.
Well, what I've been kind of drilling down on is this really insidious practice now of the president comes out and says white supremacy is the biggest problem this country has, domestic terrorism of white supremacy. Yeah. And then the DOJ comes out and says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have eyeballs and we all watch the news and we just don't see it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of black on black crime, but we're not seeing a whole lot of white supremacy crime, right? So then this is where the insidious part comes. Then they say to the FBI, make us right. Go find it. Go find it. And we'll put together the kidnapping plot for Gretchen Whitmore. You go find anybody who's connected with January 6th. I don't care if they went or not. Just find a text or a tweet and go find them and go to their home and go arrest them. So now we have to create this thing that didn't exist in these kinds of numbers because we lied.
Well, not only that, but I saw Eric Swalwell on an interview saying,
oh my God.
Yeah. He was saying that not only is that not only is it the number one concern, but there's this growing secret cabal they're hoarding guns and they're communicating with code.
He's such a fucking idiot, that guy.
It's unbelievable. But he has really created this whole fantasy world of this group that's waiting and going to emerge one day from the bowels of hell and take over. It's incredible to hear him talk about it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And he had a sort of horror on his face. Like, you gotta believe me. It's really his version of QAnon.
And it's also oh, those Border Patrol guys on horseback were beating those Haitians. This is reminiscent of slavery and plantation owners. And what year is it? And, the president is saying this is the worst a nation can offer and whatever. And then at some point, they're cleared of all those charges, right?
Yeah.
So then they go, well, go find some other charges on them. Is that how you want government to work? You go out and you say, my neighbor is a pedophile and he rapes his child. And you go, okay. And then you seize the feds on him and then they thoroughly investigate it and they go, oh, he's not. And then you go, okay, feds, go over there and find something else.
Yeah.
Maybe he's smoking pot. Yeah. Is that how you want the system to work? You make a proclamation that's not true, and then you will yourself right? Mm-hmm. Hey, FBI, go gather a whole bunch of information on moms that went to school board meetings, and let's label them domestic terrorists so we can pad our numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's an awesome way of doing business. It's fucking scary.
Yes,
and
it's
because
scary.
You can get caught up in it, you could be a person who's there to pad the numbers.
It really all is about a rampaging government, right? A
yes.
government that overreaches. It everything is about that.
And yes.
We've been dealing with it for the last many years, particularly the last 3 years.
Right. Reel it in. Let me tell you about Roman Swipes. Convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. Uniquely formulated to reduce overstimulation without eliminating sensation altogether, so you get the best of both worlds. A 2019 study provided they increased time to orgasm by more than 4 times. Just remove the disposable swipe from the discreet pocket size pack. Swipe the moist towelette on your sensitive parts of your penis and let it dry for about 5 minutes. Then use as directed, or I should say when used as directed. Roman Swipes leave no scent, no taste, no transfer to your partner. Safe, effective, no prescription needed. Plus, free 2-day shipping and unmarked packaging. Try it out today for as little is $2.75 per swipe. Right, Gary?
Try Swipes today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order. Go to GetRoman.com/ADS today. That's GetRoman.com/ADS for 20% off.
All right, Drew, we'll take a quick break. Back right after this. All right, what are you thinking, Drew?
We have not... my love, we've not discussed on this show, my love for your interview with Sid Croft and how interesting that was. It really was very interesting. And I was, you know, sort of drawn into it to see how it went because he had made the claim that he was aware of your opinions of his work. And I was more than pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
I was really, it was a nice a romp through history, and it helped me understand how you get shitty television, how things could be so shitty and yet at the same time, you know, sell well and be thought of as something worthwhile at the time when it was so obviously, as you've always pointed out, not the most creatively genius representation of television magic. He was a puppeteer. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. We always thought he was sort of, didn't we do before that kind of think of him as kind of a cartoonist or something, or just a writer? You know what I mean? I
should have known. Everyone should have known he was a puppeteer because all his shows were puppets, but there were puppets with people in outfits.
Yeah, there were costumes than
costumes.
Puppets. We didn't think of them as puppets, you know.
Right.
And yet there were puppets like on the series. Like the Magic Flute was a puppet from H.R. Puff and stuff, right?
Right.
But pretty much everything running around were people in giant hats or people in giant whatever Puff and Stuff was. Weird when he said that Puff and Stuff was, I mean, you want to show how crazy the culture was at the time, that H.R. Puff and Stuff was named Puff and Stuff because of the extreme popularity of Puff the Magic Dragon, which was this stupid song that, I don't know about you, but I it was a song from the early 60s, this sort of folk song about Puff the Magic Dragon.
I'd say mid or later 60s.
Okay. That even I as a kid found to be maudlin and not I didn't like it, but I feel like the media and moms liked it. You know what I mean?
I stand corrected, 1963. Was that Peter, Paul, and Mary? And then did it come out in the form of a cartoon or a film? So my recollection is Puff the Magic Dragon hit in the later 60s, but maybe that's because they made a cartoon or film about Puff the Magic. They made it into a thing.
They kept bringing it back.
'78. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, everybody, kill you! Kill yourself! Kill yourself!
And
right
frolicked
now.
In the autumn. It was all that was wrong with the '60s, and then into the '70s.
Yes.
You know, they
and it
loved
was created
it.
For kids that hated it. What? Who liked? Do you know anybody that liked it?
My mom.
Yes, it was. It was her, for your mom,
right? And her ilk.
And that became considered a great hit for young people.
Now,
the moms played it on record players for the kids that wanted to kill themselves when they heard it. It was so depressing. So depressing. We were depressed enough in the 70s.
Gary, do you know Puff?
Of course, but mostly because it was, I mean, I knew it from my childhood, but it was brought back into the zeitgeist with
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Meet the parents.
Puff, wait, I don't remember
the magic
this.
Meet the parents.
Oh, right.
By the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie.
Student. I don't know.
Paper.
Jackie Paper.
Love the Rascal.
Was it
Puff.
Jackie Paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all this bullshit, like live in harmony with a dragon,
and brought him
which was
and
living happily
wax.
By himself until oh my gosh.
But what happened at the end? It like
dies, doesn't it, or something? Or they get separated? Something just so depressing.
Everything was basically Billy Jack. Like
here's the last stanza. His head bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. There you go.
I want to cry now when I hear the story.
I know. Everything was made to bum you out.
Everything.
Everything was made to bum you out.
Every color was a bummer. It was brown.
Everything was a bummer.
Burnt orange.
Everything was a bummer. All right.
Yeah.
Greg, 53, Utah.
Mihaw. I have to add something about the Duke volleyball thing. It's so strange that the victim of this alleged racist incident wasn't some apolitical black kid. It was one whose godmother / spokeswoman just happened to be running for office and have a long history of hating white people.
We've poisoned everybody. We're insane. I beg everyone to stop it. They won't. But yes, here we go.
Anyhow, I have a question for each of you, a medical question and an affirmative action question, respectively.
Right.
First for Adam. You talk about Kamala Harris and how she's an affirmative action hire, and it's blatant. I mean, Biden admitted he wanted a woman, ideally, who wanted wasn't white. Now, a couple of years ago, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback job opened up. Now, the Buccaneers didn't say, hey, can we get a minority? Can we get a left-hander? Maybe someone with mild Asperger's? No, they said, wait a minute. Tom freaking Brady is available. Let's move heaven and earth to get him.
Right.
Now, I think we could all agree that vice president of the United States is a more important job than Buccaneers quarterback. And yet,
how
here we
you?
Are.
How
right.
dare you?
Right. Yeah. No, look, that's why we love sports. We don't know that's why we love sports, but that's why we really love sports. It's the last true meritocracy. And we've hurt these people because if you're walking through the courtyard of Harvard University and you saw a young black man walk by, you'd think, I bet his SAT scores were lower than some Asians guy. And that doesn't mean they were. That's the insidious part of this. Now, with Kamala Harris, we do know she's an idiot. We got fucked. And you get what you fucking pay for. Drew doesn't like this talk. He still thinks it's progress. These people are – Kamala Harris is the border czar, Drew. How's the border doing?
I've been down there, and, yeah, who knows?
Would you like
– I don't even know because I can't trust anything from anybody. I know. I'm sure it's not good.
Go look at the numbers, Drew.
Yeah, exactly.
Go look at the numbers.
Is it 2 million contacts
or
something?
Yes. Yeah. It's a shit show. But she's in charge. But she's incompetent. But it's okay. She's half black.
Where's Congress?
Where's Congress, according to Gavin Newsom? Where's Puff? Put him down at the border.
It's not doing any race or either sex any favors.
I've yelled this a million goddamn times, Greg, which is you are hurting black women because the first black woman to be vice president is an incompetent shit show. So you're actually setting the movement back.
No one considers that. But of course, you know, it's because you're a racist that you feel that way.
But it's if the very first black quarterback in the NFL led the league in interceptions, it would take longer for our second black quarterback.
To your point, Bill Belichick just famously said, or infamously said in the last couple of days, that he's expecting Lamar Jackson to get the biggest contract in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Who is black.
And is performing.
Puts numbers up.
At a crazy, crazy rate.
Right. That's how it works. Anyway, Greg, do you have another question?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with severe obstructive sleep apnea a few weeks ago, and I was scheduled to get an echocardiogram. Mm-hmm. However, the local hospital requires masks. It's pretty much the last building in the state that does. I have not worn a mask since day one. I refuse to engage in what Adam called the dance of the retards, and I refuse to now. Now, if I don't get this done, am I cutting off my nose to spite my face? I do have a fake doctor's note that I made that says I have bronchiectasis and lung polyps, and back in the day, it helped a little bit. I don't know if they'll accept it or not, but again, am I being stupid if I refuse to get this done?
Well, first of all, pronounce the bronchiectasis properly when you go in there and announce the bronchiectasis.
Thank you.
you do need that test, but you could also get it somewhere other than the hospital, I'm sure. I'm sure there are cardiology groups around that would happily take your business. So that's what you could consider. But you do need to know, you know, that you can get valvular heart disease, you can get muscle problems, you know, thickening of the muscle and whatnot, and you need to know if you have that.
All right, I would say
my doctor is absolutely on board with my. I mean, you can call it childish, but me drawing a line in the sand. But
no, I
again,
get it too.
It's not his decision what the hospital does.
Hospitals are a weird place because you know it's the zero, you know, zero risk environment, right? You don't want anybody walking in there, and we have COVID
try your
there.
Fake notice. Try your fake.
Try your
slip.
Fake notice,
and or then good. Find the outsource.
Find a cardiology group. Yeah, an outpatient center.
All right, let's see. Amy wants to ask about gender dysphoria. Oops, I hit the wrong line. Amy, gender dysphoria.
Yeah, I figured, Adam, you're just logical and common sense. And Dr. Drew, so I know you know all about this case. And I just discovered that I don't know if I'm saying it right, iatrogenic, where the disease is created by the physician. So this guy, John Money, worked on David. David was assigned male at birth, right? And then he gave him surgeries and had, you know, all the rapes and all that. I think you know everything he did to these poor kids. They went on to kill themselves. And the point is it's iatrogenic. Gender dysphoria is created by John Money. It's even stated there that the kid David, his unhappiness was a result of the affirmation treatment.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. All right. This is a big thing. It's another one of those things that everyone on the left is just steamrolling everybody. And whether it's getting your 14-year-old vaccinated or putting them on hormones to start transitioning, history is not going to be kind to this. Not at all. And for some reason, people are freaked out about talking about it. There are certain percentage of people who suffer from this.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the percentage who are claiming they're needing to transition. And we should not be cutting off healthy breast tissue and putting people under the knives and doing all this stuff. And by the way, they have the studies out of Sweden. The people that transitioned are not happier when they're 40 years old and have a higher suicidal rate than the general populace and so on and so forth. So this angle of like, you don't do this and these people are going to kill themselves. There's data out of Sweden that they could look at, but they never stated. Sweden's been at this for a while. They got a head start on us. I would say this notion of essentially snowballing forward at breakneck speed to anyone who thinks they're of the other gender is not going to be, history will not be kind to this. We need much more thorough examination of what's going on right now.
I've always said we need to figure out the right treatment for the right patient. And right now we're just applying one treatment to all patients. And that's never good.
And somehow you're a heretic if you question it.
No, I know. And so it's about my profession again, not doing its best job,
right. Hey, get your 13-year-old son vaccinated or I won't let him get back into school. Or if your 13-year-old daughter thinks he's going to be your son, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to get him into hormonal treatment. why are you moving so hard? Why are you pushing so hard? What's going on?
But not only that, these are medication and surgeries prescribed and carried out by physicians and surgeons. So people go, it's not a medical problem, it's a social. It's a medical treatment, highly medical, dangerously medical. All surgeries are dangerous. Hormones have lots of problems associated with them, and it needs to be done very skillfully.
All the people that are talking about this, when you push back on them saying you're putting kids' lives in danger, it's like, I am? So they can have gender. And by the way, euphemisms. They're going to have gender-affirming surgery. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear a euphemism, I always stop. All right, Drew, take care of your business.
Liquid IV, everybody. Man, we use Liquid IV. I'm staring at a big Liquid IV bag across the kitchen here because my wife puts it in every source of water we have in our vicinity here. Of course, fluids are very important. Hot summer months are here. Be proactive. Particularly as you get older, it gets to be much more of an issue, you think. And it's not just about water. You need solute. And in one stick of Liquid IV, 16 ounces of water, hydrates you 2 times faster, more efficiently, because you need solute. You need something that approximates your plasma. 10 great flavors. Susan loves watermelon. That's the one I taste here all the time. Pina colada, tropical punch, Liquid IV. I wish I had more of it when I was in the desert, when you'll see that thing that airs that I did with the military in January. Contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, 5, 6, and 12. Vitamin C, 3 times the electrolytes. This is important. Of traditional sports drinks. So you're not going to get this much volume replacement from your traditional sports drinks. Non-GMO, dairy, soy, gluten-free. Right, Gary?
That's right. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ADS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code ADS at liquidiv.com.
Carlos, last question. You want to know how your 8th grade son can get more playing time in tackle football?
Yes, sir. Mm. He, this is his first year playing. So, as you know, he's very behind compared to the other kids.
Yeah.
He is either a defensive end or an offensive tackle. I have worked with him here at home with his snaps, and he's actually gone in a pinch when the center was had muffed up, and he got to play about half the game. So I know you've done football since you were 7 and went all the way to junior college. So
I would
have you seen?
Yeah, the snapping is great. I mean, you're talking about shotgun?
He's done a little bit of shotgun. He's still kind of off with that, but regular snapping, 5-6 yards. He's pretty good with that now.
Isn't that shotgun?
I have him do some more shotgun.
I work on shotgun and have him go in the weight room and be enthusiastic and around the coach a lot.
You're right. The coach will know, they know strength.
Yes.
They know precision. If he's a perfect snapper, they will catch their attention.
And they know attitude.
They want to be around people they want to be around too. That's a lot of life, guys.
Most of it. All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com, DrDrew.tv. I've been talking about it all week. Check it out.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.